T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio. Comments from a top official with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office are not sitting well with Chicago's top cop. It all has to do with illegal guns. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
State's Attorney Kim Fox's chief data officer said during a webinar that prosecutors view arrests for illegal gun possession to be a nonviolent crime because prosecutors don't actually know the person with the gun is going to use it. Police Superintendent David Brown calls that ridiculous.
How can you sleep at night? I would ask those who argue that point to come to Inglewood, come to this address on Morgan Street, and look these victims and their families in the eye and make the argument that illegal gun possession makes you safer.
Superintendent Brown says Chicago police have taken 5,200 illegal guns off the streets this year, more than New York and L.A. combined. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A nonprofit that works with at-risk children on the West Side is asking for help after a burglary.
The headquarters of the nonprofit called The Block, a former church on the 1300 block of North Karlov, was burglarized early Monday. Founder Jameel Cannon runs boxing and academic programs there. Electronics in a van were stolen and there was damage. Here's Cannon in a Facebook message.
They don't care about the hundreds of kids who've walked through our doors and found themselves, who say they never would have graduated high school without us, who've taken their lives back from anger and isolation. They don't care about the kids who've succeeded against the odds. We can't let them stop us. I'm reaching out for your help.
The burglary was caught on surveillance video. There are no clear images of the burglars' faces. The video was posted on The Block's Facebook page, spelled B-L-O-C. Donations can be made there. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A bill creating an elected Chicago school board is expected to be approved by the Illinois House today. The bill would create a fully elected board by 2026 after a hybrid transition board seated following the 2024 general election. The plan is opposed by Mayor Lightfoot. The bill has already been approved by the Senate and is expected to be signed by the governor. Things will sound pretty good later this week for a Chicago business that's been around for 50 years.
On Friday, Mayor Lightfoot will declare Alligator Records Day throughout the city. The same day, the label will release a new collection, Alligator Records, 50 Years of Genuine House Rock and Music, both as a 58-song 3-CD set and a 24-song Gatefold 2-LP set. The independent record label has been the home to such artists as Albert Collins and Coco Taylor. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Wisconsin Assembly plans to vote today on a Republican-backed bill that would prohibit businesses, schools, and local governments from requiring proof of COVID vaccination. The measure also has to pass the Senate and be signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers before becoming law. Evers indicates he will veto the bill. Blue Man Group reopens in Chicago on August 18th. Managing Director Mary Grisolano says they've made some changes because of COVID.
We want to make it as comfortable as possible and be aware of the fact that people coming back after a pandemic, or really on the tail of a pandemic, will be a little bit more cautious about their own personal space.
She says, for one thing, they're no longer giving ponchos to people in the front rows and squirting things from the stage. She says the blue men will not be climbing over the audience seats either.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.